Okay, the boys, today's daf is daf test. We're holding chesam and beis at the two dots, about 8 lines from the bottom of the yomid. The Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Hakol goyulin al yedei Yisrael. Let's go back to the Mishnah just for a few short moments. The Mishnah is a little bit further up here on chesam and beis. The second line, Hakol goyulin al yedei Yisrael. The Yisrael goyulin al yedein. Hakol goyulin al yedei Yisrael. Whoever Hakol, I'm not sure what Hakol is referring to, but whatever Chas Shalom kills a Yid, b'shoygig, is goyim, he goes to Golus. Faket, the Yisrael, Chas Shalom kills someone else, it doesn't identify who that person is, also goes into Golus. The question is, what does the Hakol goyim come to include, and what does Yisrael goyim al yodeyim come to include? Back to the Gemara. 7-8 lines from the bottom. Hakol goyim al Yisrael, l'suyei mai. What does that come to include? L'suyei eved v'kusi. To say if an eved Kanani or a kusi. Kusi is talking about, as we know, famous machloikis with a geri emes or geri aroyois, but we're assuming that they are gerim. And in later life, unfortunately, the kusim were declared to be like regular oyde kechavim because they put up a tselem on Har Grizim. But that's not the focus. The focus is now that the eved or the kusi, chas v'sholem, if they were to kill a yid v'shoigig, goylin, they go to the Ari Miklat. And the reverse. It says in the Mishnah, Yisrael goyim ayidein, if a yid, by mistake, by shoigig, killed an eved or a kusi, he would also go to the Arei Miklat. So Tumor Tinul HaRutan Rabbanon, that we've just implied, pshat in the Mishnah, that's really a Befeirish Braisa. What does it say in the Braisa? Eved V'kusi Goyle V'loika Al Yedei Yisrael V'Yisrael Goyle V'loika Al Yedei Kusi V'Eved. Oh, word for word like we just said. Instead of saying Hakol Goyle Al Yedei Yisrael, it's Eved V'kusi Goyle V'loika Al Yedei Yisrael. And instead of saying Yisrael goyil al yedeyan, Yisrael goyil v'loik al yedei kusi v'yevet. Okay, so now we've clearly explained now what the hakoil la'asuye mai in the Mishnah is all about. But our Mishnah, of course, is talking about the din of goyil. Notice that in the Brice it says goyil v'loik. It's bish loyme eved v'kusi goyil al yedei Yisrael and v'loik. So goyil dekatle. Goyla, you understand. That means that he killed him. Meaning that the Eved or Kusi, Chas V'Sholom, B'Shogeg, killed a Yid. So therefore, Goyla, you have to go into Golus. The Loike, Loike must mean, presumably, why does he get Malkus? Now, the Brice is not referring back to the Mishnah. The Brice is saying by an Eved V'Kusi, you could have a situation of Loike. What did he do to the Yid to deserve to be Loike? So the Gemara assumes Talatcha. He probably cursed the Jew, Rachman Litzlan, and that's why he gets Malkus. So Freit Gemara, that I understand. El Yisrael, Goyle V'loika Yidei Kusi, how could it be that a Yisrael goes and gets Golus or Malkus Yidei Kusi, and get Mishlem Goyle Tekatle? That's not a problem. That's our Mishnah. That if either the Yid killed B'shoigig, or the Eved V'Kusi killed B'Shoigig, Golus. Tekatli. Eloike Amai. If you're telling me that the Yisrael gets Malkus for going and Latya, for cursing the Kusi, or the Eved, put Eved aside for a moment, but the Kusi, Amai, the Latya, because he cursed him. The only time that there's a problem that you get Malkus for going and being over the Isser of cursing. Now note the Pasik Taka talks about Nasi, but Rashi points out that we learned already back in Masechta Sanhedrin and other places that although the Pasik refers specifically to Nasi, but Nasi is Lav Dafka because he more brings Rayas from other Psukim that the same thing applies not only to a Nasi, it applies to a Dayan, it applies to a Cheresh, it applies across the board. But it's got to be bi'amcha. And the Gemara darshes bo'isa mas amcha if he's an erlich yid. Masha ain't get a kusi by definition, certainly in later years, even if initially they were giri emesay, but later years they were going and doing avodah zara. So they're considered to be like regular kofrim, like regular oiv de avodah zara. And that being the case, then there's no iser of nasi ba'amcha leisar. It's going to be boisa masa amcha. So how are you going to explain this braisa when it says that the Israel that curses the kusi is like it's talking about the Yid went and said Eidus in Besdin against the Kusi, that the Kusi did something that is Chayim Malkis, the Marshal, said that the Kusi, Yechvais, ate Chazarai, it was Oivar and Basar Becholov, he ate Treifis, whatever, any Isser for which a person would get Malkis. And the Bezim was ready to administer the Malkis. And then two Edom Azimim come in and say, no, 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 this is Edom Zomim. What happens to an Ed Zomim? They go and get Kasher Zoma, Vloy Kasher Asa. So therefore the Ed Zomim is now going to get the Malkis because of the false testimony that he was trying to testify against the Kusi. Frank Timura, that doesn't make sense. Because even if that would work vis-a-vis the Kusi, but remember, we have Eved and Kusi together. So Timur, the Kavasi Gabi Eved Sheheyed Boy Vahuzam. Is it talking about the Eved? In other words, we're now turning to the reverse case. Remember, the Bryce is talking about both Eved Vakusi, Goyle Valoika Al Yidei Yisrael. And Yisrael Goyle Valoika Al Yidei Kusi V'Eved. So that the Yisrael goes and gets Malkus, we said, that could be talking about that the Yisrael said false testimony, it was Eid Zoymim, and now he gets the Malkus. But how could it be that the Eved said false testimony? And Eved is possible. Eved bar Eidesu? That's impossible. Therefore, we cannot be talking about a case of Eidus. So back to square one. What does the Braisa mean that the Yisrael is loike al yidei Eved Vakusi? And what does it mean the Eved Vakusi loike al yidei Yisrael? So the Eved Vekusi loike, we said, could be that they went and they cursed a Yid Chas V'Sholem, and therefore they're over on that love, and they get Malkus. But certainly that's not the pshat that the Yid went and cursed the Kusi, because he not Oisamasa Amcha. Elamai, he said, false testimony. That's fine by Yid, but an Eved is not even eligible to be a witness. So that's certainly not the pshat by the Eved. So what's pshat in loike? Elamar vacham reid Rav Yekocha Mayiskinon, a brand new pshat. Kikonchi kol hako'o she'ein b'shova pruta. He was a mazik. He gave him a patch. And it wasn't, he did not cause any lasting damage. He gave him a patch across the face, across the back, whatever it was. And the value of it was she'ein b'shova pruta. What difference does that make? Because if there is a hakosh yesh b'shava pruta, anytime a person is mazik, another individual, or for that matter, even a behema or chafetzim of somebody else, you pay hezik. If it's against your fellow man, then you have the five tashlumen, nezik tzari b'shevas and b'shevas. However, what happens if the whole hakosh ain't b'shava pruta? Oh, the babamir b'yoychanan, hikakosh b'shava pruta loike. Since it's a din of Malkus, say if the Kusi the Eved strikes a Jew, and say if the Jew strikes the Kusi the Eved, even though it's a Koshe Minashova Bruta, but you get Malkus. What do you get Malkus on? Because you're over a lav. What's the lav? It says Lo Yisoysif Pen Yoysif Lakoysif. And therefore, you get Malkus. Aye, didn't we say before that by Kulola, if a Jew were to go and curse a Kusi, he wouldn't get Malkus. Why? Because it says, V'nosim amcha lo yisar, v'oysa masa amcha. Don't we say the same thing also by Hakko'ah? Why do we say the same thing by Hakko'ah? Because you remember, beginning of Parshas Mishpatim, it says, one pasuk says, Maki of the imoy, mois yumas, and then there's another pasuk in the Kal of the imoy, also mois yumas. Now the two pasukim are not adjacent to one another, there's one pasuk in between. And there you recall back in Masechta Sanhedrin, we had a machloikis where the makshinon hako'o leklola, based on that one pasuk mechitza between those two psukim. So if you hold that makshinon hakol leklola, so we haven't gained anything with our new teretz, because just like a Yisrael would be potter on a klola of a kusi, because he's not an uisamasa amcha, then the yid would also be potter on the hakol, because he's not an uisamasa amcha. But now that I'm loy makshinon hakol leklola, then the yid is chayiv, and that's why it says that the Yisrael would be loyker if he gives them a hakoshi mashema pruta, and vice versa, the same thing, that the Eved Vekusi would be chayiv if they give to the Yid hako'o she'en b'shova pruta. And with this we have concluded that part of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah said hakol goylin, that goylin al yedehen, who is this mysterious hakol goylin? That's an Eved Vekusi. But notice, let's go back to the Mishnah another moment, because that will be key to understanding the next Gemara. The Mishnah continues on. Hakol goylin de Yisrael. Yisrael goylin al yedeh. Chutz mi ger toishav. Ger toishav is different. And the Gemara assumes, chutz mi ger toishav. Remember, ger toishav means that he's really a non-Jew, he's a Gentile, but he took upon himself the Sheva Mitzvah ben Noyach. So, he's a special individual, if you will. So our Mishnah sounds like there's no din of Golus by Eger Toishev, Nishtazoi, neither whether he is the perpetrator, he's the one that Chas V'Sholem killed B'Shoigig, and Saif, he was killed B'Shoigig. However, the Mishnah continues on, Chutz Miger Toishev, and then the Ger Toishev ain't a Goyle, El Yaidei Ger Toishev. Sounds like a Ger Toishev does go into Golus after all, at least in the case where the Ger Toishev struck another Ger Toishev. Now the Gemara assumes that there's a stira mineuve, because since the initial rule is Hakol Goylin, and then we say Chutz mi Ger Toishev, sounds like Ger Toishev, the holden of Golus, might not even apply. And yes, the Mishnah continues on, Betoch Kedei Dibor, the Ger Toishev is Goyla because of another Ger Toishev. And therefore, the Gemara wants to understand what's pshat. So, Tigmar, chutz mi ayde ger toishev, alma ger toishev oivik achavimu. From the chutz, it sounds like a ger toishev has the same din as a regular Gentile, and by Gentiles, there's no din of ori miklat. How do I know there's no din of ori miklat? The Gemara is going to bring in another 3-4 lines, two psukim, levnei Yisrael v'ager v'atoishev besoicham tiyana sheisha orim ha'ela. For lechem ha'orim lemiklat. Lechem sounds like for the Eden. Doesn't sound like the Gemara assumes in the Havamina for Ger Toishev. So therefore, Ger Toishev, he doesn't have a din of Ori Miklat. But Ema Seifa, Ger Toishev, Koylai de Ger Toishev. Oh, he does have a din of Ori Miklat after all. Make up your mind, does a Ger Toishev have a din of Ori Miklat, or doesn't it? Omer of Kana. Nishka kasha loy kasha kan begir toishiv shahara gir toishiv kan begir toishiv shahara gisra. Sitra of Kahana, the second case of the Mishnah, when it says a gir toishiv, ain a goyle eli ayide gir toishiv. No, a gir toishiv kills a gir toishiv. Bishogeg, he has ori miklat. The Resha, when it says chutz begir toishiv, go man a gir toishiv shahara gisra. If a gir toishiv kills a yid, bishogeg, he does not go to the Orei Miklat. What does he do? Says Rashi, because what he did was a terrible thing. He killed the Noch Ayid. So Rashi, Ein Goyla Elo Neherag. He goes and gets Misa. In other words, we don't distinguish by the Ger Toishev that killed Ayid between whether it was Bishogeg or Bemezid, it's Nerag. Okay, so with this we have explained our Mishnah very nicely, that the first part of the Mishnah where it says Chutz mi ger toishev means that if it was a Yisrael that was the victim of a ger toishev, what's the din? No goyis. Same thing is if the yid was the, if the ger toishev was the victim of the Yisrael, also no goyis. But there's no din of goyis. But when it comes to a ger toishev killing another Ger Toishev B'Shoigig, then there is a din of Golus. Ikad Rami Kreya Dodi. Others, in fact, came to that same conclusion not by asking the stira in the Mishnah, but asking a stira in the Psukim. Except the first pasuk of the Yisrael, v'la'ger, v'la'to'ishav b'so'icham t'yena sheish orim. U'to'ishav, that sounds like a ger to'ishav. The ger is a ger tzedek, in the Yisrael, v'la'ger, ger tzedek, and a to'ishav means a ger to'ishav. They give the sheish orim miklat. Except the next pasuk says, v'yilachem orim l'miklat, v'chem v'lo'ilagerim. And gerim over here would mean, and not to get to a ger to'ishav. So make up your mind. Omer of Kana, same teretz, loy kasha, kam b'ger to'ishav harig Yisrael. What's the din then? It's only lochem, for loy legerim, kam b'ger to'ishav harig ger to'ishav. That's the first pasuk. Yes, a ger to'ishav kills a ger to'ishav. Sheisha orim, there are six cities for miklat. Frank Timorim in Yav Akasha from the following braisa. Now this braisa initially talks about the din of Shem Mitzvah B'nai Noyach, and then continues on. L'fichach, and therefore, ger v'oivikcham shaharagu neharogin. A ger, here we mean a ger toshev, and oivikcham means a regular pagan worshipper, a worshipper of idols. They have the same din. If they killed neharogin, they get killed. Okay, so what's the chiddush in this braisa? Tony ger dinu mida oivikcham. Why if you come to Lishno the Kotel Bar Mine, Vilishno Kotel La Bar Mine, Nerag? Just like by the Oiv Kachovim, makes absolutely no difference who he killed. Whether he killed the Yisrael, or whether he killed a fellow Oiv Kachovim. What's the din? Nerag. So the same thing as Avger, Vilishno the Kotel Bar Mine, makes no difference whether he killed a fellow Ger Toshiv. Vilishno Kotel La Bar Mine, if he killed a Yisrael, the Choyer is Nerag. 1 second, you just said that when a ger toishev kills a ger toishev, if it's bishogeg, he gets galus. And here you're telling me that I have a ger toishev that kills a ger toishev is nerag. That cannot be. I mean, we just learned pshat in the pasuk, we just learned pshat in the mishnah, in the braisa. We keep on learning the same thing. Ger toishev kills a ger toishev has galus, and here you're telling me nerag. See, Gemara gives two terutz. First, Rav Chisda. And then Rava. Omer of Chizda. Loi kasha. Kan shahar gederach yirida, kan shahar gederach aliyah. We have a stira. The previous Mishnah in the Braisa that we learned earlier. What did we say in the Mishnah? Ger toishev kills a ger toishev. Goes to the Ari Miklat. Is goyle. You know what that's talking about? That's talking about if it's derach yirida. Derach yirida, remember we learned the first Mishnah if our perek. It says Vayapel Olav Vayomois. You only chayev golus if, unfortunately, the victim passed away as a result of a derech yirida. Remember, we gave three examples in the Mishnah. Among the other examples, we had a person that was rolling the plaster and the roller fell down in a downwards motion, or if the person was lowering a barrel from the roof and fell on someone's head, or if a person was climbing down the ladder. These are all derech yirida. Izok the Gemara, the gabe a Yisrael, derech yirida, the Yisrael goli by Yisrael. That's the din of golus. Iunami sagile begolus. The ger toishev as well. If he killed his fellow ger toishev in one of those three ways, those three examples, or any type of case, where it's a derech yirida, derech nefila, sagile begolus. However, derech aliyah, if the way that he killed the other ger toishev was derech aliyah, meaning, for instance, the roller was rolling upwards, not downwards. The barrel was being schlepped up towards the roof, not downwards. The person was walking up the ladder. So those were derech aliyah. To Yisrael Potter. By Yisrael we said that's Potter because that's not Vayapil Olav. It's only a nefila and not a derech aliyah. Oh, in such a case, who nerag, the ger toishev is killed in such a case. So if it's derech yirida, since by a yid, this is the din of galus, but the ger toishev is also din of galus. But the derech yir aliyah, that Yisrael is potter, then the din by a ger toishev is that he's nerak. Now on the surface, this is very difficult to understand. And the Gemara Taka asks, Ella Omer Rava. Rava, I'm sorry, not Ella. Omele Rava. So Rava says, in another gear, Omele Rava. Talav kol v'chaymeru, think logically. Kal v'chaymer. Umad derech yirida to Yisrael goli. If it's their chirida, we're telling me that the din of a ger toishuv is equal to the din of Yisrael. Yisrael gets galus, then the ger toishuv gets galus. Derech aliyah, the Yisrael potur, the Yisrael is potur. In other words, he doesn't even have the duty to go to galus. He's off the hook. It's iu nerak. So we're going to say by the ger toishuv, it's even worse. That what? He also doesn't get a gin of galus. Instead, what we should do? We should execute him. Does that make sense? The din of Ari Miklat and Shoigig is only Derech Nefil. If it's Derech Aliyah, these halachas don't apply. So you're going to say, just like a Yisrael doesn't apply, he's potter, it doesn't apply to a Ger Toishim and he's killed. That doesn't make sense. Just like by the Yid, you're telling me that he doesn't have to go into Golis, the Hilchas Golis don't apply. So the Gavit Ger Toishim should also not apply. Why would he go and say that he's Nerag? It's like the moment me kotze la kotze. Elamarovis Ravis says, I disagree with you, Rav Chisda. Rather, to infer the stira we're talking about, be oimer mutter. What means be oimer mutter? Says Rashi, you see in the halfway down the Rashi, is be oimer mutter, Nerag, lav bar golosu. It's talking about that when he killed the other Ger Toishiv, he said, I didn't even know that there's a din in the Torah that one's not allowed to kill one's fellow Ger Toishiv. I didn't go to Talmud Torah, I didn't go to Yeshiva, I didn't go to Torah Academy, Chanishka Lent. I grew up in a modern so-called civilized society, so I didn't even know that there is such a din of killing. And therefore, says Rava, in such a case, he's Nerag, because there is no din of Golus. What's the svara behind that? Rava, as we'll see in a moment, holds that Oymer Mutter is Korov Lemezid. Why is it Korov Lemezid? The Gemara is going to use the expression, Rashi used the expression, Hoyeloi Lilmoid Veloi Lomad. Anybody that has any brains, he should have been able to figure this out on his own. We're killing somebody. Sinished. Yeah, you don't have a right to kill a person. And he should have realized that even if he didn't learn it in Cheder or in Yeshiva, because after all, he's a Gentile that accepts upon himself the Sheva Mitzvahs, to say, I didn't know, it's not an excuse. And therefore, so in the case of our mission, it's talking about Ger Toishiv that killed the Ger Toishiv was a regular Shoigig, he gets Golos. Here in the Braisa, when it says, Lefichach, we're not talking about a regular Shoigig. The Shoigig that we're talking about is that the person said, I didn't know that killing a Ger Toishiv would give me a din of Golus or a din of Ritzicha. Chonish Kivist. In such a case, says Rava, Oyme Mutter is a din of Nerak. Omri Abaye, Rav, I don't understand that. Oyme Mutter, honest, so et Chonish Kivust. He didn't learn, he's illiterate, nobody taught him. Omri Rava says back to Abaye, Shani Oyme. Oyme Mutter, Karav Lemezid, who? I'm sorry, Oyme Mutter is Karav Lemezid. Hoyeloi Lilmoid. V'loy lomad. Good, so that's the pshat of Rava. Rav Chisda obviously disagrees because Rav Chisda came up with a different pshat. Rav Chisda said, "Kan chehorge derech yirida, kan chehorge derech aliyah." So it's more ba'azle tamayu. Rava and Rav Chisda, just like they argue over here, but hilchos oimer mutter, they argue else ba'azle tamayu di itma. Kesov behim v'nim to odom, kanani v'nim to ger toishiv. What happens if a person shoots because he sees something walking in the forest? He assumes it's a behema, and therefore he wants to capture that behema. He wants the oirois. He wants the meat. Of course, if he shoots the behema, it'll not be kosher, but at least he'll be able to go and sell the meat for nevela meat. Or maybe he'll just injure the behema, and it won't be a treif, and he'll be able to shecht it. So he thought it was a behema. But himself, it turns out to be a person. He thought it was a Kanani. What's the din? Rava Oimer Chayev. Why you Chayev? He didn't intend to go and kill an Odom or a Ger Toishev. The reason is, Oimer Mutter Karv Lemezeru. You, bird brain, you should have thought about it. You should have been Ma'ayin. Don't just shoot and say, nothing to worry about. Look, be Ma'ayin, call out, ask, are you a Bahaim, are you an Udam? Are you a Kanani? Are you a Ger Toishiv? Let him find out. since he didn't bother, he's carved the mezunu, and that's why he's nerag. Oimer mutter means I didn't know. So now the Gemara is now expanding a little bit on the concept of oimer mutter. Oimer mutter is usually pshat that I don't know the halacha because I never learned it. The way our Gemara is learning oimer mutter is I didn't know the halacha because I didn't think about it enough. Had I thought about it, I would have realized that this is usur. Here too, if I would have been ma'ayin a little bit more, I would have realized that this is an Adam and not a Behema, or it's a Ger Toishim and not just a Kanani. Therefore, Sakti Gemara, he is an Onus according to Rav Chisda. Okay, Machloik is Rav and Rav Chisda, what's the din by Oimer Mutter? Eisvei Rav and Rav Chisda. So we have the famous case now of Soru Imenu that was taken away by Avimelech. Soru Imenu, of course, was an Eishes Ish, she was married to Avraham. However, both Avram and Sarah said about herself that they were just brother and sister and not that they were married. So Avimelech took her. And then it says in the Pasuk, Eisvei Rav Rav Chisda, Him chameis al isha shalakachta v'hi ba'ulaz ba'al. So, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to Avimelech? You're going to die because she was an Eishes Ish. So now you're going to die in chameis? My la bidei Adam. Are we talking about bidei Adam? And now, what was Avimelech saying? Avimelech was saying that he lived totally b'shoigig. He didn't know that this was the wife. He was misled. He thought that this was a brother and sister. And what does the Pasuk say? That hin chameis. So isn't it an oimer mutter situation where he says, I had no way of knowing that these were husband and wife, and therefore I assumed, like they told me the truth, that it's brother and sister. So I'm an oimer mutter type of situation. And what does the pasuk say? In chameis, my la bidei adam, doesn't it mean that he's nerag? Is the charayis says Rava to Rav Chisda, oimer mutter is nerag, not like you say Rav Chisda. Everyone when it says in chameis, lo bidei shemayim, bidei adam, you're off the hook. Lo bidei shemayim, that then Chas v'Shalom would give Misa. And I'll bring you a raya. What's the raya? It says, Mechatoili. What's the pasuk in its entirety? It's Ois Dalid. V'yoyim re'elav olekim machaloyim kamanoichi yedat if some of the Baruch Hasisa Zois ve'echsef kamanoichi Oisa mechatoili. Your chet is to me. Ah, it's like a simon. Why do you say mechatoili? The chet was against Avram. Not against the Rabbi Shalom, at least not against the Rabbi Shalom alone, is the Chasimim because we're talking about Bidei Shemoyim and not Bidei Adam. Freit Mor V'Letamach, that's the Pshat. It says in the Pasuk that he, Yosef, said to the Eishes Bois Tifar, I cannot possibly live with you. Ve'eich Esa Haro HaGdoyla Azois V'Chatosi Le'Lekim. Freit Mor V'Lekim V'Loi Li'Adam. Are you going to tell me there too? Living with an Eishes Ish is only punishable b'day Shemayim, not b'day Adam. Avadanish. Ela Dino, what's Pshat? Is Dino Masur li Adam. Avada, because it's an Eishes Ish, then the Mr. Potiphar Chas v'Shalom is going to go and kill me. Dino Masur Adam. Hachanami, Dino Masur li Adam. See, here too, when we're talking about Mechatali, Dino Masur li Adam. So bottom line is, says, Rava, I have a raya, or at least you, Rav Chisda, do not have a raya of mechatoili, that it's bidei shemoyim. Rather, Pasha Pshat in the Pasuk, Hin Chameis L'Isha L'Gochta, is the Chayr talking about bidei Adam, Hin Chameis, is the Chasimin, says Rava to Rav Chisda, that Oimer Mutter is Neherag, because it's Karav Lemezid, not Karav Le'Oines. Remember, Abaye was siding previously with Rav Chisda, and he asks on Rava. Shteitach and Pasik that Avimelech is now talking back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's saying to him that Hagoy Gam Tzadik Taharoik. Is it possible that you're going to go and kill even a Tzadik? What means even a Tzadik? Because I thought that he was a brother and sister, And that's why I have the right to go and marry Yisara. I didn't know anything about this, that you're telling me that this was an Eishes Ish. And so therefore, I, Taina, that I'm off the hook. Now, we don't see the Kodesh Baruch Hu expressly challenging that. So the Gemara assumes in the Havamina that Kodesh Baruch Hu agreed that, in fact, he's an honest. Etoch nish gewusst. Agoy kam tzadik ta'aray. So Rashi says, Kasol kadaitach, hoidle Kodesh Baruch Hu, alma honestus, he sees an honest. Is the Haraya Abaya says to Rava, Oimer Mutter. Now, here the Oimer Mutter again is not an Oimer Mutter that he didn't learn the Halacha. Oimer Mutter is he didn't know the facts. So you see that this Svar of Oimer Mutter, Shahayulai, Lilmait, Veloy, Lomad, is not limited to a person that never learned because he didn't have that experience in Yeshiva, but it means any time when a person would have, could have, should have known the truth and didn't bother to be ma'ayin a little bit further, that's Oimer Mutter, and that's the machlokes between Abaye and Rav Chisda and Rava. Rabbi and Rav Chisda both hold he's an oinus, and Rava holds that he's a meis, that he's a nerag, he's kar of the meis. So Abaye says to Rava, and if a Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't respond, sounds like he's an oinus, because he taka didn't know. Everyone knows it's punkfai kert. Awesome, Kedem Hadriyale. Kodesh Baruch Hu did respond. He told him, no, Chevraman, you're no tzaddik. You're a bad guy. You're a Rasha. You deserve to be killed. Where does it say that in the Pasuk? Because the Pasuk continues on, after Hoshev Eishes Ish Ki Navi Hu, give back Sarat Avram, because he's a Navi. Fake the Gemara. Eishes Navi Hu de Teheda, the Lav Navi Hu like Teheda. What happens if Avram Avinu would not be a Navi? Avram Avinu would be, Yechweiss, he'd be a computer programmer. Then you don't have to go and give back his wife. What difference does it make? You're Navi, Nish Navi. Ella. Kanomar of Shmuel Banachmeni, Yomar of Shmuel Banachmeni, Yomar of Yoinison. Hochi Kamale. Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying to Avimelech, Viata Oshev Eishes O Ish, Vikomokai. Go and give back the Eishes Ish, regardless of any challenges, any facts, any whatever, give back Eishes Ish. Even if Avram Avinu were not a Navi, just give back Sori Meinu. Ah, you the comments you said, Agoy Kam Tzarek Taroik. Halihu Amali Achoisi, Vikam Hi Omrach Ochiu. Navihu! He's a Navi. Now, the word Navi over here doesn't mean that he is a Navi, that he has prophecy. Navi over here means he's a Chocham the Navi. He's an intelligent person. Umimchol lamad, and from you he learned. He learned the hard way, unfortunately, that this must be, and that you should have known that they are husband and wife. Why? Because achsenoi shebole ir alis kachilu shtiya shalom loisai klum shalom loisai ish techazu achois chazu. As you know, it's now chalamoid. I'm staying in a hotel in Philadelphia. When we came to the hotel, did they ask my wife or ask me, are you husband and wife? Do you have a marriage certificate? They don't ask questions like that. Are you related because you're brother and sister? That's none of their business. What they want to know is, achiv eshtia, do you need the food? Do you need a room? Where do you want to stay? Blah, blah, blah. So here too, Avram Avinu came into town. So the first thing you ask, are you guys married? What's it your business? You're supposed to go and give achnasas arachim, find out if they're hungry, if they need a place to stay. Not that they should go and bring their Eid Kedushin along. Mikan, Ben Noach Nerag, Ben Noach should have learned. What should he have learned? He should have learned simple, elementary derech heretz. If you go back to the, you know Rashi and the Amid Beis on this Gemara, but if you go back to the last Rashi and the Amid Aleph, so Rashi can make Hadri Le'ilavei. Did not agree with Avimelech. Says Rava. Kodesh Baruch Hu said to Avimelech, you deserve to get Misa. Don't tell me. You, Avimelech, should have learned Derech Eret. That when an achsonoi bo le'ir, you ask him, what does he need in terms of how can I help you? You don't ask him about his marital status or her. That's none of your business. And so therefore, you should have realized that what you asked was inappropriate, and therefore you should not have gotten close to them, you should not have taken Sora as an Eishes Ish, and that's why you're Ro'oi Lamisa. And Oy Memutzer is Nerag, like Rava said. Okay, on to the next Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. From here till the end of the blot is much simpler. Zok the Mishnah, Avsuma Eini Goyla. What happens if Rachmud Letzlon, the person that was chopping the wood, Lemoshel, in the Ya'ar, he was blind, legally blind, or the person that was, I don't know, lowering the barrel from the roof or going down the ladder, he was a Suma. Eini Goyla, no din of Golos. Divribiyudu. Remeir Oimer Goyle, there is a din of Golos. What's the basis of the Machloikis? We'll see in a moment in the Gemara. It's based on Psukim. Next halacha, Hasoime Eine Goyle. If you have a person who hates somebody else, even though this appeared to be an accident, no din of Golos. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Hasoime Neharag, Neshehu Kimud. It's not only that he doesn't go to Golos. So Rabbi Yossi, if he's a Soine, you should assume that this whole quote-unquote accident was staged, and therefore he gets Misa, Nerak. It really depends on the circumstances. If you can go and say by the circumstances and the events that he did it intentionally, of course he doesn't go to college. However, if it looks like this was an accident, even though the two hate each other, but the Maisa was an accident, Harizah Goyli goes into Golis after all. So it's really a three-way machloikis, and the third man, the Yomar, Reb Shimon, is Yovia Kosba Shlishi V'Achriya Benem. Because the Tanakhama says, Soine, Eine Goy, Reb Yossi says, Soine is Neherag, and Reb Shimon says, it depends. Amol Ya, Amol Nish. Zot Imar Tan Rabban. Let's go back to Suma. Beloira ois. Pushtein in Posik. You're in Posik Beis. Ebuchaleven Hashiyamaspa Beloira ois. Vayapal Ola Vayomois. What's it in? You have to go to the Ori Miklat. It's Beloira ois. So that's Prat Lesuma. Why is that Prat Lesuma? Because Beloira ois sounds like normally he sees. Today he killed without seeing. Nebuchadnezzar was a show gig. So that's Beloira ois. However, Suma can never see. So that B'loi Ra'ois, L'choyer, doesn't apply to him. Divir Rabbi Yehuda. The Meir Oimer, B'loi Ra'ois, L'Rabbois is a Suma? We just said B'loi Ra'ois is Prat L'Suma. How can both the Meir and Rabbi Yehuda use the same words B'loi Ra'ois? He uses it for a Miut, for a Prat, and he uses it for a Riboy. That doesn't sound right. Explains the Gemara in my time to Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reason Rabbi Yehuda Dechsev said in the Pasuk? V'ashe Yoveh Yisra'el Be'ya'ar. Shiyavis Reyah Bayar means anybody doesn't identify who came into Reyah Bayar, whether it's Mr. Smith or Mrs. Smith, whether it's a man, a lady, it just says anybody that comes into the Ya'ar is a Chmashma Afil Asuma. Anybody includes Asuma, Asuma is an anybody. Afil Asuma also. Then, I'm sorry, Afil Asuma. Then the Pasuk says, B'loi Ra'ois, the Pasuk that we just quoted a moment ago, also B'loi Ra'ois Miate. So why did the Pasuk have to say B'loi Ra'ois? It just simply said, V'shev Yisrael Bayar. What's the whole Lashon of Pasuk? V'shev Yisrael Bayar, Lach Tveitzim, V'nil Chiyar V'agarz, and etc. Why does the other Pasuk say, V'chalev V'nashiyam Esba B'loi Ra'ois, V'yapal all of them? So the Pasuk continues on, V'hu Loi, Oyev Loi, V'li Mavakish Ra'asoi. So of course it's talking about he didn't do it intentionally. What's the B'loi Ra'ois? B'loi Ra'ois is a miut to go and say, Matei, that Suma, even though he's an Asher Yovoi Bayar, the B'loi Ra'ois excludes him. That's why Suma is part. Reb Meir, B'loi Ra'ois, I agree with you. Lemait, I agree with Rabbi Yehuda 100%. But I have another pasuk. It says that he committed a B'vli Da'as. A B'vli Da'as, that's only if a person can see. If a person is a Suma, he cannot see. See, he doesn't know what's going on. So Bivli Da sounds like, we said, B'lei Ra'ois, that normally the person does know what's going on. And now, in this case, he doesn't, because he didn't use his Das, or he just didn't know the circumstances. So I have two miyutim. play ra'oyis is lamayit. Belidas is lamayit. Tav midachamim ben minachabiyit elo lirabayis. Like we've had in the past, you have two miyutim back to back. It's almost like in English, a double negative. Double negative is a positive. Why is double negative a positive? I don't know, but that's the rule. Double negative is a positive. So the double miyut is a riboy. What does Rabbi Yehuda say? Bevelidas, pratle miskaven hudas. So that comes to exclude miskaven. What do you mean? Miskaven is potter because it's amazing. I don't need a bevelidas. So remember, we had this already 2 days ago in Zion Amid Beis, about a quarter down the Amid, 12, 13 lines from the top of the Amid. Bevelidas, pratle miskaven. Frankly, miskaven pshita. Barak talu, if he killed someone, bemazed, of course he gets misa. What's this? Pratim miskaven, Omer Rabba, Pratim miskaven, Larig Behema, Varigis Odom, Lakusil and Erigis Yisrael, Neneifa Varig Ben Kayama. What's Aloch in all of these cases? Prat, there is no din of Kolos. So since we use the Poloidas, Bivlidas, to tell us about the din of miskaven, Odom, Behema, etc., therefore it's not available to be a second miut, so I only have one miut. One miut comes to exclude the Summa. And now we come on to a soine. What does it say? What happens if the soine killed someone b'shogeg? He dropped a barrel on him from the roof. Since the whole thing appears to be an accident, nobody was master and say, hey, Yankel, Bob, Shmerel, be careful. You're on top of the roof. If you're lowering this barrel, it's going to hit somebody over the head. Then nobody gave him any asra. We had this already a couple of days ago. A person who's a Talmud Chacham doesn't need Asra. So we're assuming that this Soine is quote unquote a Talmud Chacham, that he knows what's going on. And therefore, if he knows what's going on, he doesn't need Asra. Ah, you're telling me the whole reason for Asra is Havcha Mitshoig Lemezin? No. A Chavar Ainit Tzarech Asra. He knows the difference between a shogeg and a mezin, and we're assuming Taka that the soine is in that category. Ein hachanami, if he happened to be an amaretz, and hachanami would be the Ritva says that we're talking about a soine who's a tamad chacham, so he cannot say that he thought that it's mutter to go and kill. However, if the soine is an amaretz, then Rabbi Yosef Yehuda would also agree that he would need hasra, so he should be able to know the difference between Dover HaMutter and Dover HaOser. Weiter, sagt die Mare Pshimon, Oime Yesh Soine Goyle, Vyesh Soine Eine Goyle, Tanya Keitzer, Mare Pshimon, Yesh Soine Goyle, Vyesh Soine Eine Goyle. Give me an example. Nifsak Goyle, Nishmat Eine Goyle. Person is, for instance, lowering a barrel from the roof, and that barrel is being held up or being lowered down by a rope, right? You have the barrel is tied up on a rope, and I'm taking the rope and I'm lowering down the barrel, and it falls on somebody, and the person dies. So now, what happened to the rope? Was the rope nifsak? Nifsak means that it frayed or it got cut, and therefore part of the rope fell off. Or nishma, did it slip out from the person's hands? So says the Gemara, if it slipped out from his hands, that's highly suspicious. If the person knew what he was doing, and he's lowering a barrel, he let go or slipped out of his hands the barrel, the rope. Chamoyder, the reason why it slipped out of his hands, because the guy immediately beneath him was his best enemy. That's why he's called a soine. And therefore, you know, things slip sometimes. Yeah, but If the person would have been his oyhev, presumably he would be much more careful. The person is a soinai, he just let it go. And that's the reason why ain't a goyla, because we assume it's karev lemezid, or maybe it's mamish lemezid. But sheinkin nifsak, he's lowering the barrel, and then the rope broke or tore, and that's what we'd call an accident. I didn't realize it was going to tear. I've been using this rope now for the last 10 years. It worked beautifully. Pink today when I'm lowering this barrel on Shmerel's head, unfortunately it tore. I didn't realize, I didn't know. In that case, says Reb Shimon Goyle. So it depends on Nifsak and Nishmat. Fatanya for 18 more, but I have a price. Reb Shimon Oyim La'ilu Menegoyla Atshe Yishamet Machtzolei Miyodai. Now, a Machtzolei, says Rashi, is the same thing as the Magela that we had in the first Mishnah. That's that roller that you use to roll the plaster on the roof, and the purpose of rolling the plaster on the roof is that if it ever rains, that the rain would glide off the side of the roof, it wouldn't stay on top. Ah, so Machtzolei, so Machtzolei, that's the same thing as that Magela. Reb Shimon says, that if the machzeles is yishamet, if it's going to slip out of his hands and never fall on somebody's head and kill him, then he gets golus. That's what Reb Shimon is talking about. And we're talking about, by the way, a sinai. It doesn't say expressly, but we're talking about a sinai. Ah, so you see that when the person goes and lowers this, if it's Nishmat, Rashi says it could be talking about both Oyim and Sinai. But for our purposes, it's talking about a Sinai. Since it's talking about a Sinai, it says, Eina Goyla Ad, until it slips out. You just said now, if it slips out, Eina Goyla. And now this new Bryce, Reb Shimon says, you know what he's Goyla? She is Shomet, it's Nishmat. So make up your mind. Kasha Nifsek and Nifsek, Kasha Nishmat and Nishmat. L'choyer, it's a steer mine uvei. The previous Reb Shimon says it depends. If it happens to be nifsa goyle nishmat ainly goyle, and the second brisa says that he's never goyle, means even in the case of nifsak ainly goyle, it's only by nishmat that he's goyle. It's the chastira nifsak nishmat. Everywhere. So now there's a major tidal wave of change in the gears of the Gemara. It's the Bach. But the Bach is not on his own, he's basic and on the holy Rashi. The Rashi says after this base, Nifsak a Nifsak Leikasha, not Hoba Oyevai Besoinei, but rather Nishmat a Nishmat Leikasha, Hoba Oyev Voha Besoinei. And not Nishmat a Nishmat Leikasha, Horebi Varabonim, but Nifsak a Nifsak Leikasha, Horebi Varabonim. What's making the Gemara on? So let's go back. Instead of Nifsak and Nifsak, I'm looking where you see the Beis in the Gemara, which is the sign of the Bach. You don't have to look in the Bach. Rashi already tells us the proper gear is not Nifsak and Nifsak, but Nishmat and Nishmat, Lekash HaBa'oy V'HaBesayne. When it's said in our Mishnah that if, unfortunately, they are sonim of one another, both the person who killed and the victim, and you know what happened? The rope slipped out of his hand, and as a result, the barrel fell on the other guy's head. Dr. Reb Shimon, the facts seem to be crystal clear that he did this b'mezid. And therefore, Einoi Goyle, he does not get golus. This is a korev l'mezid. That's Pshat Narmish, it's a soine. And the Pshat in that braisa, Matan Reb Shimon Oymer, l'oyle meine goyle ad, etc. That's talking about an oyev. Remember we said before, Rashi says that the braisa is talking about oyev and soine. In the Hava Mina, because the Mishnah is talking about Sinai, we distinguish between the Mishnah. So we have a stira. Here it says Sinai, and there it says Sinai. And here it says Nishmat Yogoyler. Here it says Nishmat Eina Goyler. That was our kasha. But the Gemara is now answering, no, that the focus of that Braisa, when it's talking about Nishmat, is talking about Taka and Oyev, and not a Sinai. Oh, if it's an Oyev, and it slipped out, unfortunately accidents happen, and therefore Eina Goyler, he doesn't have to go into Golos. However, when it says Nifsak and Nifsak, we have the same steer. Lekasha Rabbi Barabanan. Who's Rabbi and the Rabbanan? That's Rabbi and the Rabbanan of the first Mishnah. Remember, we had Rabbi and the Rabbanan of the first Mishnah. What happens if the axe head, which is the metal part, falls off the handle and unfortunately kills someone? So that's called a Nifsak. Now, why is that called a Nifsak? Because it got untethered, it got separated from the rest of the handle. Here too, the nifsak and nifsak means that part of the rope got detached, got torn from the other part of the rope. Oh, so what's the din by if the head of the axe falls off? So that was a machlokes Rebbe and Rabban of our Mishnah. Is that the nishul abarzel mina eitz, the nashul abarzel mina eitz? So just like there's a machlokes over there, whether it's a din of golus or not, here too, same machloikis golus anat. So even though we're quoting Reb Shimon in both places, here Reb Shimon is quoting in the name of Rebbe. Here Reb Shimon is quoting in the name of Rabbanon, and that's why there's that machloikis between Nifsak and Nifsak, just like the same machloikis by the head of the axe falling off, as opposed to a chip of wood, a splinter, hitting somebody else in the head. And on to the final Mishnah for today, state in the Mishnah. The Heichem Goylin. Where did people go to Golus? The Ori Miklat. How many Ori Miklat were there? So we said, of course, that there are Sheish Ori Miklat, six altogether. Sholish Be'evar Yarden and Sholish Be'eretz Kanoan. Shenemar, like it says in the Pasuk, Eshloisha Orim Titnu Be'evar Yarden, Veshloisha Orim Titnu Be'eretz Kanoan. So now it's not just the location, it's also the timing. Says the Mishnah, actually, Nifchar Sholish Be'eretz Yisrael, Hayu Sholish Be'evar Yarden Kol Tois. As you know, it took them a while from the time they left the Midbar until they settled into Eretz Yisrael. But for many years already prior to that, they'd already lived Be'evar Yarden. You'll recall that 2.5 Shavuotim settled Be'evar Yarden. So the three, Ori Miklat and Evar Yarden, theoretically could have absorbed any people that killed Bishogeg, even before the three Ori Miklat and Eretz Yisrael. However, says the Gemara, they were not Koyle Chinemer, because it said in the Pasuk, Sheish Ori Miklat Tiana, Hach Yer Sheishtan Kol Tois Ki Achas. The timing of the Ori Miklat was exactly the same, which means that the three Ori Miklat and Eivar Yarden were only activated and effective as refuge cities, as Ori Miklat, at the same time that the three Ori Miklat and Eretz Yisrael were dedicated, which was presumably after the 14 years of Kibbush V'chiluk. And the mission continues, M'chvanus Lahem Drochem Yizu Lizu. The Bezin made sure that if a person had to run to Ori Miklat, that the roads were clear, the roads were straight, he would not have to go and err and can't find the way, and we'd have to ask 1,000 passers-by, where's the Ori Miklat? Where's the Ori Miklat? Where's the Ori Miklat? They were all very, very clear paths. They made sure, says Rashi, that there were no michshol on the road. There shouldn't be any difficulty in finding the Ori Miklat. And the Braisa tells us further that if Chas V'Sholem someone killed B'Shoigeg, he didn't flee on his own, but Bezdin appointed two Tamid Chum to flee together with him, because of the fact that the Koil Hadom may try to take revenge and kill the person who killed B'Shoigeg. V'Yidabru Eilav means that we should speak to the Koil Hadom, and we tell him, don't go and kill this person. After all, he only killed Bishogeg. Have rachmanis on him. It's true that he never killed your brother, your sister, your cousin, your parent, but he did a Bishogeg. V'yidabru eilav, tell the Goyle Adam to refrain from killing. Remeir oimer, hu medabra al yidei atzmoy, this is the Gersa, afu medabra al yidei atzmoy, shenema v'zeh dvar haritzech. It's not only that the Talmid Chacham can talk to him nicely and say, Goyle Adam, don't kill, but the Ritzech himself, the Ritzech B'Shogeg, Zedvar from Lashon Dibur, he also opens his mouth and says to the Goyle Adam, I'm sorry, but don't kill me. It was a Shogeg, it was a mistake. He's saying even someone who killed the Mezid, he's entitled to run to the Ori Miklat. And then subsequently, when the Goyle Hadam wants to take revenge against this killer, B'mezid, he calls up the peasant and says to the peasant, Mr. Smith killed my brother, killed my cousin, whatever it is, I'm the Goyle Hadam, and there are Edim, and they give Masra, go and take him to Bezin and be Danim Lamisa. And then, the Bezin will now send in their marshals, their police, and drag out that person to the Ori Miklat. So Mishin is Chayiv Misa, if the Bezin Taka figures out that he's Chayiv Misa, in other words, he killed the Mezid, and there was Asra, etc., then Hargu, Bezin Hargu, then the Bezin would go and kill him. If however they say was Takashoigig, but true, then they would send them away, and then if it was Takashoigig, he would go into the Ari Miklat. Mishnah Chayev Golus, Machzir Noislam Koimai. Whoever was Chayev Golus, then they would give him, if you will, a transport. They would send them back to the Ari Miklat. Shenemar, Veshiva Oisai, Ho'eide El Ir Miklatai. We're going to go and send them back to the Ir Miklat. Okay, so now we're going to talk quickly in the Braisa about the names of the six cities. Truth of the matter is, the Torah already tells us the names, but the Gemara is chazring it over. Tana Rabban, Sholish Orem Hivdal Moshe Be'eva Yardai, Ukeneglen Hivdal Yoshua Be'eretz Kenoan. That Moshe Rabbeinu set aside three in Eva Yardai, even though they could not be used at that time. And remember, Rashi says in Chumash, that the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu set them aside is because he figured, I'm not going to get into Eretz Yisrael. At least any mitzvah bo liyotcha, al tachmitzena, do it, shnell, on the spot. Okay? So even though these three Ari Miklat are not going to be effective, not activated, until another 14 years from now, after Yeshua is the Yeshua of the Kibbush for Chalik years, but nevertheless, Moshe was already Mavdal now. And then Yeshua, years later, was Mavdu Be'eretz Kenoan. Mechubanu Soyu. And they were parallel to each other. Kimin Shtei Shuris B'Sheva Kerem. As if you have two ridges in a kerem, in a vineyard. Well, you'll see that the rows are very, very much parallel and aligned. Which three were these? The Chavrim B'Yehuda Keneged Betzer B'Midbar. Shechem B'Har Ephraim Keneged Romeis B'Gilad. Kodesh Baraf Naftali, Kineged Goylan Barbashan. So that's how these three were Kineged the other three. Ushvishi Lashta. The Pasuk says that Sholish Orim Hevdol and Shtei Techoloshim Vishilashta. What's Vishilashta? Ishiu Mishuloshim. That they should be exactly apportioned the same space between one another, so that when a person has to run, he runs to the closest one, and he doesn't have to say, oh, the other one's much further. They all should be equidistant from each other. Now, how do you do that? Shei midorim lechevroin, ki mechevron leshchem. Mechevron leshchem, ki mechchem lekodesh, mechchem lekodesh, ki mechkodesh letzofoin. Be'evar yardin tla, okay, that period. So what does that mean? So Rashi says, what you really have to do is, you have to take Eretz Yisrael from tzofoin to doroim, and divide it up in quarters, in quadrants. Why is that? Because you start off, the top quarter is at the uppermost part of Eretz Yisrael, the Chvais Akko or Haifa, no, the highest part in Eretz Yisrael. And then you go down one quarter. And then you go down one quarter, that would be your first. Let's assume that Shechem, for instance, that would be your first quarter. Then go down one more quarter, and then you'd get perhaps the Chevron. So that would be now half of Eretz Yisrael, and we've covered two of the three Ari Miklat. And then the final one, the third one, would be, I guess, Kodesh, I guess, by Naftali. So that would be number three. So what happened?
In the north.
I'm sorry?
I think Kodesh is in the north.
Could be right.
Ari Naftali.
Chweisnish, could be right.
Ari Naftali is in the north.
Okay, I accept it from you. No problem. The point is that you start up all the way from the top going down, or all the way from down going up. You divide Eretz Yisrael into quarters, and therefore the first of the Ari Miklat will be at the end of quarter one. The second Ari Miklat will be at the end of quarter two, which is halfway. Third Ari Miklat will be at quarter number three, which is three quarters. And then from three quarters down to the bottom, that's the end of Eretz Yisrael. So therefore you have your three Ari Miklat equidistant from one another, from the quarter to the half, from the half to the three quarters, exactly the same distance. So anybody that Chas V'Shalom has to run to Ari Miklat, the maximum he's going to have to run is going to be 1/8. In other words, or I guess if he's all the way to the border, if he's all the way on in Tzofai, to get down to the quarter would be a quarter. But if he's in between quarter one and quarter two, so the maximum he'd have to go would be halfway, if he lived halfway between 1/4 and a half, which would mean 3/8. So you'd have to walk 1/8, you'd have to run 1/8 tofim, or 1/8 darim. Same thing as from 1/2 to 3/4, either run down 1/4, or run down 1/8, or run up 1/8 if he lives somewhere in between. So therefore they were all equidistant.
Where do you put it? That's
I'm sorry?
That's latitude, sort of the horizontal, but what about, where do you place it in the closer to the Yarden, closer to the Amatijo, or try to put it, you know?
So maybe there was a
try. That's actually touched on in the next statement.
Good.
Why would you have so many Ramiklot in neighborly Yarden, yeah. Many, many fewer Bnei Yisrael living there?
Yeah, that's the next Gemara.
The one that, as you say, is based upon the need or the anticipated need.
Well, you have also all the Ari Halavim.
That's true. Okay, Mitchum, we'll learn more about that tomorrow. Why 3 and 3, and eventually get to Ari Halavim as well. Shkoyach, everybody. Mitchum again tomorrow at.